This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Just weeks away from completing its military withdrawal from Afghanistan, the United States is sending thousands of combat troops back to Kabul in a last-ditch attempt to move diplomatic personnel and Afghan allies out of harm's way. The move announced Thursday by the State Department and the Pentagon comes as U.S.-trained and equipped Afghan security forces continue to crumble in the face of an offensive by the Taliban. The first set of reinforcements, 3,000 troops from three U.S. Marine and Army battalions, were expected to arrive in the Afghan capital, Kabul, within 24 to 48 hours. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said the 3,000 troops, who will be charged with securing the embassy and Hamid Karzai International Airport to facilitate the movement of all the people over the next couple of weeks. People with immune systems that are weakened will soon be able to get an extra dose of the COVID-19 vaccines. The announcement by the U.S. Drug and Food and Drug Administration applies to millions of Americans who take immune-suppressing medicines because of organ transplants, cancer, or other disorders. The announcement comes as the Delta variant continues to surge through much of the country, pushing new cases, hospitalizations, and deaths to heights not seen since the peak last winter, mostly in unvaccinated people. The FDA decision only applies to this high-risk group. It's not an opening for booster doses for the general public. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The COVID-19 surge that is sending hospitalizations to all-time highs in parts of the southern U.S. is also impacting the states that were once seen as pandemic success stories. Nationally, COVID-19 cases are averaging about 123,000 a day, a level not seen since February, the strongest in the South. The White House coronavirus coordinator says it's driving people to get their vaccinations. Two states considered pandemic success stories are now suffering, Oregon and Hawaii, both reporting record cases and hospitalizations. In Oregon, Governor Kate Brown announcing nearly everyone will have to wear masks again indoors in public spaces, regardless of their vaccination status. Officials in Hawaii say the virus made it to the islands not that much through tourists, but rather residents who traveled to the mainland and brought it back with them. Lee Jae-yong, the embattled leader of South Korea's Samsung conglomerate, was freed on parole Friday after spending the past 7 months in prison on charges stemming from an explosive corruption scandal that toppled the country's previous government. Lee left the prison near the capital, Seoul, without answering any questions from reporters. He is the latest in a long line of South Korean corporate bosses to leave prison. Lee had a year left on his 30-month sentence for embezzling billions of dollars from corporate funds to bribe South Korea's previous president, Park Geun-hye, to ensure government support for a 2015 merger between two Samsung affiliates that tightened his control over the corporate empire. Six people were killed in a mass shooting in the city of Plymouth in southwestern England on Thursday evening. Police say two females and three males, including the suspect, died from gunshot wounds at the scene. Another woman died later at the hospital. Police initially described the shooting as a serious firearms incident and said the situation was contained. The police added that the incident was not related to terrorism. The United Kingdom has one of the lowest gun homicide rates in the world, and mass shootings are rare. The United States is growing more racially diverse as the white population declined over the past decade for the first time in the country's history, according to a detailed look at the 2020 census. For more news, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.